The new regulations under the National State of Disaster will enable the fast tracking of building or contracting new electricity generation. This is being done by fast tracking or removing the need for environmental authorizations, procurement rules, and public participation processes. Now, the organization Undoing Tax Abuse is concerned that this will be used to sign up car powership at terms which South Africa cannot afford. The way the regulations are written would even allow government to speed up procurement for new nuclear power. ATA believes that the state of disaster for electricity is not merited. Most of what government needs to do is possible under existing laws. The disaster regulations allow officials to limit oversight and the interference of laws they don't like. This is not good for South Africa. The regulations also put all the power with politicians and make no mention of consulting with experts or even with Eskom. ATA is continuing with our legal challenge to the state of disaster, which we filed 2 weeks ago. This is an application asking the High Court to review and set aside the decisions to declare the state of disaster. Now, today, on the 28th of February, we obtained a court order which will expedite getting this on the court roll. The court also gave the Minister of Cooperative Governance and the head of the National Disaster Management Centre until Friday the 3rd of March to provide ATA with a record of their decisions to declare the disaster and the reasons for these decisions.